Welcome to New Every Day. My name is Jen.
Hi, I'm Shelly.
And on today's show, we're going to talk about what it means to be wise in your own eyes. So stay tuned. Co-host for the last few weeks, and it has been such an adventure, literally an adventure, sharing this time with her. And one of the things that we often have talked about is, you know, applying the what does the Bible say and how do we live out what the Bible says. And one of the things that we often say is, how do we know what God wants us to do? Mm-hmm. And I go to camp every summer, and every summer it's like, okay, Lord, do you want me to go to camp this summer? And so this summer was no different. And I said, Lord, do you want me to go to camp this summer? And if you do, please, you know, give me a sign. And praying about it, our bishop, Keith Alford, in the Free Methodist Church in Canada, who I'm associated with, we have bishops. We're very similar to Anglican in that sense. And he literally messaged me saying, hey, can we get together? And I said, sure, we can get together. Mm. And we're talking. And then out of the blue, he's like, and about camp this summer, I think you should go. And this is what you should say to your board. I know. It's like totally out of the blue. And he said, this is the way you do it. And he gave me the way to do it. And I went to my board, and they called me the next day and said, you know, we're letting you go to camp. We totally agree. And I went, well, first of all, I said, no way, man. I don't feel like I should go. I feel like I'm letting down my church if I go. And so I said, no. I said, no, thank you. Mm-hmm. I called up my my boss at camp. I said, I can't come to camp this summer. He's like, why? And I said, I just don't feel good about it. And he said, Jen, you assured me that we would both be at peace when God ended this. He's like, I'm not at peace with this. And I said, I'm not at peace either. And so I got a phone. I immediately felt buyer's remorse. And basically, I went to my church board on Sunday, and I repented. Because I said, because the Lord spoke to my heart. He said, you asked for me to tell you. And I sent two very wise people, one, the bishop, who I fully respect, yeah, and secondly, our church board, who is made up of seven very God-loving people who seek the Lord. And he's like, and you said no. And that's I true. Felt like saying, how can I ask you, I was really convicted, how can I ask for a sign and then not follow through when I get the sign?
Yeah.
And so here I was, like, turning away wisdom. I thought in my head I was making the right choice.
Yeah.
You know, what was best for the church. And yet here were people who, you know, love Jesus, have been down, you know, I want to say been down the Christian road a lot longer than I have. And, you know, they have wisdom. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, I was wrong. Like, I was wrong.
And yeah. Yeah, so many times I think we try to find our wisdom from God's calling or his voice, and sometimes he sends people to kind of be that answer for us, and we don't respond because we think, oh, that can't be him, or, you know, or, oh, give me another sign, or something along those lines, you know, I need affirmation, and, you know, in the meantime, there's three people coming at you, your mom telling you you should do something, grandma calls and says you should do it, and you're like, oh, that's not the Lord, and, you know, there's just so many things that kind of happen in your life that kind of, God just uses people, and that's why they're there, you know,
yeah,
especially older and wiser people, that's why they're there. So it's just funny how we kind of streamline things in our own lives to make it seem logical or rational or practical.
And it's painful when you realize that you discounted them.
Yeah.
And now you have to repent for it. And that's exactly where I was. I was like, I asked the Lord. Mm-hmm. And the Lord was faithful. I asked with good motives, because James talks about that. He says, you have not, this is James 4, you have not because you ask not, but when you ask with the wrong motives. Mm-hmm. And I realized, like, okay, I asked, because we're told to ask God. Mm-hmm. And I believe I was asking for the right motives. Mm-hmm. Lord, what is it that you want? Because I want to do what you want me to do.
Yeah.
And so here he, as his word said, answered, and I was totally like, I know.
Yeah, it's very...
No, and it's like, we seek wisdom, but then do we really, I want to say, pick up on it or follow it when it genuinely happens? Because what happens if we don't like it?
The uncomfortable state.
Yeah. And we're like, I'm not sure if I like that piece of wisdom.
It is true. I do have a Bible verse here. It's from James 1. If you need wisdom, ask our generous God, which we already said, and he will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking, but when you ask him, be sure that your faith is in God alone. Do not waver, for a person with divided loyalty is as unsettled as a wave of the sea that is blown and tossed by the wind. Such people should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Their loyalty is divided between God and the world, and they are unstable in everything they do. And yeah, it does kind of, you know, like, ow, that kind of hurts kind of thing. Because you kind of really do need to say, what are my intentions when asking for wisdom? Am I using it to kind of puff yourself up, or are you using it to honestly bring someone closer to God or help them know the Lord better by your actions or what you say? And like, we're told to guard our mouths too with what we say, and it's and that's one way we give wisdom, is through advice. And so that's something that
so true.
It's something that we need to kind of address where we're coming from.
And it's hard because, you know, people are asking, you know, what is it that you would have me do, Lord? Mm-hmm. And so they come to the pastor, which I get all the time.
Oh, right.
And I remember this one girl. Oh, okay. I'm gonna switch lanes because this person is really slow in front of me. And so I'm switching over to this lane now just so we're going in the right direction. I'm going to speed up again. And here we go. And so I remember being on a youth event, and if I've told you this story before, that's okay, but maybe other people haven't heard it yet. We're on a youth event, and this I'm going up and down the bus asking people, just checking in with people, see how they're doing. And this one girl said, I said, how are you doing? And this one girl said, pretty good. And she's like, can I ask you a question? And I'm exhausted, and I'm... Beep, 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 beep. And she says, oh no, it's really simple. I'm like, okay. And she said,
I got this.
And she's like, so, what do you think I should do with my life? And I'm like, oh.
Jen just crawls into a little corner and sobs.
And on that note, we did commercial break.
Jeff Weston.
Yama.
You're building a brand new, beautiful website.
What?
Aren't you?
No. Am I?
Oh, you're a terrible actor.
What?
This is where acting comes into play.
Oh, I didn't know we were acting.
You're supposed to act.
Okay, fair enough. All right.
Yeah, I'm building a really cool website. Are you building a really cool website? You need hosting. One of the things about a hosting account is you don't want to have limitations put on your website.
It's true.
How much hard drive space do you have? How many email accounts? How many domains can point to it? Well, we've got an amazing deal for you. For a very limited time, cat5.tv/dreamhost, for just $5 and a bit of change per month, you are going to get unlimited website hosting, unlimited email accounts on that hosting service. You are also going to receive a free domain name.
Ooh.
So your own .com.
Nice.
To put that amazing website that you've been working on it's on true. There. If you want to build a WordPress site, fine. Sign up. cat5.tv/dreamhost.
Just don't put Panama Papers on it.
Just don't do it. But hey, it's a great deal, folks. Best deal you're going to find. $5 and change per month. Go to cat5.tv/dreamhost.
And we're back with you every day with our special guest, Shelly.
Hi.
And I left off before the commercial break telling you the story of how one of my youth kids had said, you know, what do you think I should do with my life? And I'm just like, I can't believe she's asked me this question. Like, that is a huge question. And I sat down beside her on the bus and I said to her, well, you're really good administratively. You're really good up front with people. And I went down what her gifts and talents were. Mm-hmm. And because one thing I've learned is you can't plant seeds in other people's heads if they, how do I say this? Like, not every kid should go to Bible school. Mm-hmm. Not, you know, not every kid who, you know, is brilliant needs to become a doctor. And I remember saying to another girl, very gifted, very talented, and I said, you can be anything you want to be. And I know people are telling you right now that you should be a doctor, but you need to ask the Lord about it. You're talented? Yes. You're gifted? Yes. You're smart enough? Yes. Mm-hmm. But if God calls you to paddle a canoe, then you paddle the canoe. Mm-hmm. You need to go before the Lord. And I will often tell young people, you know, ask two or three people that they trust to fast and pray for them and then come together, because there's wisdom in that, right? And, you know, it's not the fasting and praying that gets God's attention. It's the fact that you're actually setting aside time that says, this really is important to me.
Yeah.
And so I remember saying to this young lady, the first young lady, just going over, well, your gifts and talents are this. What is it that you want to do? And because that's really important when you are giving wisdom, when you're asked to give wisdom, that you really aren't giving it out of yourself. Mm-hmm. That you are genuine and not just the easy pat answers. And I know we talked about that before we pushed record. It can be so easy just to verse bomb someone.
Yeah.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him and He will direct your path. And there's wisdom in that.
Yes.
But that might not be the right thing to say. It is the easy thing to say.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's also hard too when somebody's asking for wisdom, like help. It's hard to say something that is not easy.
Yes.
And I don't know.
It's hard to say something that's not easy to say.
Yeah, because you don't want to hurt or offend the other person, and yet you know that that's probably not the best choice for them, and yet they're so excited about it.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you've ever been in a position like that where you just know the person wants to do something, but you know that they shouldn't, and you kind of feel obligated to say something.
Yeah. I think I used to be the person that said the safe, easy answer, you know? And then I realized where that road led. It led them to, because if you are a trusted friend of someone and you give them advice, they're more likely than not take it. So I think I realize when you give an advice now that, you know, someone may take it. And if you gave them, you know, an empty answer, an easy answer, sometimes they come back to you with a problem that's even bigger than it was before you'd given them the advice. And you're like, oh, sorry, did I say that? And it's kind of like you have to kind of reel that back in and be like, what I meant by it was, and then you give them the more, you know, the elaborated answer, the one that's a little tougher, the one that's uncomfortable to say, and then they're like, oh, I see, or, oh, okay, if I'd done the hard thing the first time, maybe it would have been different. It wouldn't have been easier, but it's definitely different. So I feel like now I'm just kind of like, honest truth, like you say it how it is kind of thing, which is sometimes bad, but I think the person, if with a good heart that they receive it with, they're just like, all right, I know that's not for me and I don't need to go there, or that person's not for me, and you know, I see where you're saying, what you're saying about them, and I do really need to kind of sit with this one myself and see how I feel about it, because your opinion is your opinion up until it goes against what they're saying, And right. then it either goes well or it's a make or break your relationship kind of thing as a friendship standpoint. So you kind of have to, you know, learn to explain yourself sometimes and where you're getting your wisdom from. And, you know, you don't ever want to get it from yourself. So you do have to say your intentions or my intentions for you are to be good. So I don't want you taking this as though it is my, you know, thought on how this should go because of how I want it to be played out. So I think giving wisdom sometimes is, as a friend or, you know, someone that it is in confidentiality with you, it can be tough sometimes. And sometimes you shouldn't go the easy way. And sometimes you do have to say the uncomfortable thing or the hard thing to say. And you got to explain yourself a little bit more in those situations.
And I think what you said is key. What is the difference between your opinion and what is wisdom? Because I can have an opinion about something, but that isn't actually the wisdom that the Lord wants you to give. And that is one of the gifts of the Spirit is wisdom. And I have met some people in my life that have the gift of wisdom.
Yeah.
Where they say these one-liners. A friend of ours is a doctor, but he's also on our youth team. And we'll be sitting around talking about something, and he'll give this one-liner, and you're like, whoa, that is good. Can you say it again? He's like, no. Because it actually didn't come from him.
Yeah.
It came from the Lord. Spirit. Like, it... And he's done it so many times, and his wife says he does it all the time. But he just has these one-liners, and they're so profound and cuts right to the heart of things, and you're like, wow. And the answer is, you don't have to be... you don't have to be a doctor. And
no.
He just happens to be a doctor, and with God has given him the gift of wisdom. But there are other people in my life where they have the gift of wisdom. And you need to, as believers, you need to source out those people. If you want wise counsel, you find people, A, who have lived their lives like what we talked about last week with risk and dealt with it. You want people who've experienced life, but also who you know are walking with the Lord.
Yeah.
And who you know have the gift of wisdom. Like, I will sometimes go to this gentleman and say, what do you think about this? Mm-hmm. It's just really interesting, the people that God has put in my life at those certain times to speak wisdom into my life. And I'm thankful for those people. And it's not that I'm, and this is going to sound funny, it's not that I'm not wise, because mm-hmm. I think we all have a level of wisdom. But as far as like those zingers that you know are straight from the Lord, like that's the gift of wisdom. That is those profound moments where you know that piece of information that you've just received mm-hmm. is from the Lord.
Yeah.
And it's like... Okay, that was definitely not your opinion.
Yeah.
I feel like there is some...
It's hard to describe wisdom, I think, sometimes. But I almost said it's like something that you didn't come up with yourself. It's like you just couldn't have come up with that yourself. And it's like, oh, that was a spirit, you know? That wasn't from my understanding or my logical rationing of that answer. It's, you know, so I think that's where he gets it from. Like, that's how I would explain it, at least. Like, it's beyond your understanding. It's beyond how you would perceive the situation.
A young friend of mine, he would be 16, has known the Lord his entire life, but he has the gift of wisdom. And so that's why I'm like, you don't have to be young. I mean, you don't have to be old.
Yeah.
You don't have to be a doctor. Like, you just have to know Jesus. And if he's given you that gift of wisdom...
Which is so neat.
Protect it. Definitely protect it, making sure that your opinion... You're not selling your opinion as God's wisdom, but when I have conversations with him, I feel like I'm like, whoa, like that was wisdom. And then he'll say something, whoa, that was wisdom. Like, where is he coming up with that? And obviously it's the Lord.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking, and I've known him quite a few years now, and some people would say, well, he just has an old soul. And I'm like, no, he has the gift of wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to encourage you today that if you're needing advice or needing some insight, or, you know, you need to know, you know, how you should follow God or what is it that he's saying, and you're looking for wisdom, we've given you some verses. Look at that James passage in chapter 1, and you know, if you've turned away wisdom, you need to repent of it like I did in my situation. And if you're seeking it out, seek out godly counsel. Like, who are those people in your life that have lived life that have, that know God, and that actually that their words are true?
Yeah,
I think that's one of the key things, is are their words true? Are, have they produced fruit? Are they consistent? I guess in the words that they're giving, because we are to seek out wisdom. Proverbs says we are to seek out wisdom because it is what we need for life. Like, or else, like, there's no joy in being a fool. Like, Proverbs is full of all those verses that talk about being foolish, and it's not good. Yeah. So the opposite of being a fool is being wise.
Yeah.
And so we encourage you, the passage just came to mind, says, the foolish man built his house upon the sand, and when the rains came, everything washed away. But the wise man built his house upon the rock. The rock meaning the word of God, Jesus Christ, the cornerstone. And when the floods came, the storms came, it stood firm.
Yeah.
And so make sure you're making your decisions on scripture, on Jesus Christ, and on godly counsel that you're receiving. So let's, did you have anything else you wanted to add to that before I close off?
No.
All right.
Good job.
Let's pray. Lord God, thank you so much for today. Thank you so much that you do grant godly counsel for people when they need it. And so, Father, for our viewers today who are seeking out godly, who need to know what to do, help them to seek out godly counsel. Put people in their pathway that will speak truth into their life. And Lord, where they have refused your counsel before, convict them. And Lord, that you would show them once again what it is that you would have them to do. Thank you so much for our viewers. Watch over them and keep them safe. We ask this in the name of Jesus through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, thank you so much for tuning in today. Take a moment, check out our partners page, neweveryday.tv, and have a great week. Thank you, Shelley, for joining me on today's show.
Good to be here.
Good to be here. Chat later. Bye.